the good energy doctor and the Life is a Gift, Live It podcast. I'm Dr. Hannah Klein and I'm your host. Let's explore together how to live a life where we feel good, happy and grateful pretty much all the time and explore together how to get to that place, and the things inside of you that need to change for that to happen. What you think and how you feel attracts to you. It is time to leave the reality that you might live in, where there is never enough money and resources, or where you disrespect your body's needs, have superficial relationships, bad health, and despair and anger for the state of humanity and the world. You want to truly live with joy and purpose. Life is a gift. Live it. Why are people so unhappy today? I heard some statistics that a group between 18 and 35 are twice as likely as any other group to have a mental health crisis. Well, we know things are really not good in our society. It's very interesting, though, and I think we can blame that on a million things. But the main thing I think we should focus on is, when you're not together with other people and integrate yourself and take part in something bigger than yourself and give to others, you're stripped of your values as a human being. A human being is not there for him or herself. And it's really what's happening in the last number of years, where we have social media to be on. Seemingly, we are with people. But we're not really. We have been focusing more and more on just me. We have been focusing more and more that we should have the food we want. We should fight over which food is okay and which food is not okay. We should fight about how we travel, what we do because of climate change. We should fight over which gender we have, or you have, how I can talk to you. All these things don't bring joy. You think they bring purpose, but they don't bring purpose because they do nothing for someone else. You're just working hard to prevent other people from eating meat or from talking to you just in what seems to that person to be an obvious way. It's just you holding everyone back and you making yourself the center. Now, I think I've talked to you before about the ego, this non-physical part of you that is leading you toward together with the soul, which is really pure goodness. The more you focus yourself on yourself and on your problems, your issues, what is you, the less permeable get this allegorical ego glass sphere that surrounds you. And the less your soul, that holy, beautiful energy, can shine out and connect with others. Because your soul can interact with other souls, with other human beings. And when you are in that space where this glass sphere is rather dark and your soul cannot shine out, you feel cut off and alone because you really are. Now you are separated from everyone else. It might sound a little foreign, but that is really what it is. If you were hurt, let's say in a traffic accident, and you're in hospital, and you constantly talk and think about only the problems you have and the issues you have now from this accident. You're not doing anything bad. It's not bad, but it is all self-focused. So in doing that, you're also clouding up that allegorical glass sphere that is your ego, so your soul cannot shine out. So when somebody come to visit you, you just talk about your problems and what happened, and you don't ask them, how are you? What's going on in your family? How are your children? What is your dreams and goals? So when you don't do that, you become more and more disconnected. Your soul does not shine out, and soon you start feeling very lonely. You start feeling worried for the future, and you don't know where you're going. You see, the soul needs to be able to shine out for you to know where in the bigger picture you fit in. And what is your purpose? But you can't hear, you can't see anymore because you have been so focused on only self-focusing things, even if it's all natural that when you're hurting, you think of it all the time. It isn't good. Think about when you scratch yourself, for instance, and you see the blood come out. If you sit and stare at that scratch, it's going to hurt a lot. But if you just put a Band-Aid over it and go on, it doesn't matter. It's soon going to have the time to heal. So, if you are focusing mostly on yourself and around yourself, you start feeling disconnected from other human beings, because that's really what you are. People are not interested in you after a while when everything's about you, because they see that you care about no one else. If you think you can have relationships with someone else, think again. You can't. You really want love? But why should anyone give you love? You don't give to anyone else. The only thing is you want is good for you. You want to feel that loneliness you feel inside of you with someone else. But you're not giving. By now your egosphere is very dark and you feel vulnerable, anxious, because your soul really need the contact with other people and something bigger to orient you properly in life, and you have lost radio contact. So now it's time to change. It's time to change your vibration, the energy you exude from you. You can change anything, even if you've done absolutely horrendous things. You can change it. Now is now. Every now is another opportunity to change. But change is challenging because the brain is not used to it. Our wonderful brain is trained to look for danger, look for predictions, predict the next moment from the data it has. So if the data it has now, based on the life you have lived, is to constantly and vigilantly work on you, it doesn't really know how to take the next step, which is, what about the others? What about giving to others? You might even have to write a script for you to act. And that's what we can do. For instance, when we meditate, you can build a new reality in meditation. When you kind of let go of this physical world, because you're tuning down the inputs to the brain of sound and smell and sight, because you're closing your eyes and focusing inward. There you can practice being that generous person. In that safe space, practice space, you can visualize yourself as being that wonderful, joyful person out in life, interacting comfortably and confidently with other people. When I was an athlete, we called it mental training. is to train ourselves to do the right action. I could mentally do my high jump perfectly. But sometimes, even in that imagination state, I would kick down the bar with my heel. And I tell you, next time I went to do an event, I would do precisely that motion and kick down the bar with my heel. So your brain can be trained like this. You don't have to actually have the real experience for the brain to know what to do and to do, to enact what you have practiced in those semi-meditative or meditating states. Because your brain has really been trained there. So you can do these visualizations also with breaking yourself free from thinking, just orienting around yourself. Because for you to thrive, you need to give. For you to have this chance and interest and passion to give, you need to open the channel by practicing. Giving can be just a smile, a good word, give of your talent, advise someone, help someone who fell on the road, or give thousands of dollars, millions if you have those. But it's not all about money. Giving is every second seeing outside of yourself how you can contribute to the human race. The human race is like a body. All of us are part of that body. We are important for each other. We are here for each other. That's why we're here. We're here for each other. Not to fight each other, but to empower each other. Not everyone is ready for it. Not everyone is coming towards you with a good intent. But for now, just stay with that. We are here to serve others. That is our purpose. I want you to think that you can do something today to change your life for the better. It's about lifting your vibration to a higher vibration where joy and love and gratitude live. And try to implement it in your life. So take some of these thoughts and advice that I have given you today and practice.